Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we read out your questions, queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your kids. And then our guest expert answers them. He also takes advice from the Holy Quran and the Ahadith of Noble Prophet and the Imams. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. So, Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas is with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
So, Brother Liaqat is a Hausa scholar, and he has also expertise in psychology. So, today, Brother Liaqat, I'm going to ask you something that we experience as parents. You know, sometimes when we look at our own children and when we see some of the qualities in them, maybe that we don't like, so we kind of feel like, okay, this is the worst thing. But then when you hear other children screaming on their parents, and then you realize, alhamdulillah, my children are not that worse. So one of the things that I have also come across is that, unfortunately, I've heard children, especially in those tender ages, you know, screaming to their parents that, you're the worst mom, dad, ever. And this is a very common statement with the aggressive children towards their parents. And I know listening to this, no parent would like it. They feel heartbroken. So, and also this kind of statement, hearing such a statement from a child, this makes a parent feel they just doubt their parenting. They just doubt the struggles they are doing. And they sometimes take it personally. So how can they handle these verbal outbursts in a way that, you know, that kind of strengthens the relationship rather than worsening it?
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Firstly, it's very important to understand that a child's statement like, I hate you, you're not a good mom and dad, or example.
Even, you're the worst mommy on the earth.
Yeah. Or my friend's mom is better than you.
Better than you, yeah. She takes care.
This would break down the mom like the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So even the father as well.
Yeah.
This is basically an emotion which is being addressed by the child. And it's not true in the real nature.
Yeah.
So if we consider a kind of gap of 1 hour or 2 hours or a day or something, and we ask the child, or example, the sibling, ask the child, do you really hate your mom or you hate your dad? Of course, there might be few
cases. Or was it
cases.
Just out of the anger?
Was it was outburst? Just out of anger.
Yeah.
Even this happens in the, I would say, between the spouses.
Yeah.
When they say, exchange
Fight.
A few words and then they say, this is all in pure anger. It was never meant for. And I really love you and stuff. So the same theme works even with kids. And of course, those kids who are at their younger age tend to say more. And
well,
even
I would say to all the spouses who are hearing that such kind of outbursts, or all the parents who are listening to this, or actually those who are telling these things, I would tell them, like, hearts are like glasses. When they break, they can be mended with your statements, but the crack remains there. So, like, we should be very careful.
Of course.
About
few words are like this. Few words can't be healed, they say. Yeah. But there was a psychological class in which I have attended, and my teacher was like, you know what? There are a few things in psychology which are very critical, and they need a lot of explanation.
Yeah.
Amongst them is the psychology of sins. I was like, okay, what is the psychology of sin? And normally, if you consider a flower vase and you throw it on the ground, Now it's broken.
Mm-hmm.
But if you kind of join them together, it will come in its original shape probably.
Yeah.
But there are cracks in it. Okay?
Cracks, yeah.
But this is the physical aspect of the cracks and everything. They're still there.
Yeah.
But about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove those cracks as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so why not you?
Yeah.
So it's basically, it's like, okay, if you throw a glass on the ground, it's broken, isn't it? Yeah. So it's broken completely. Yeah. Now that the shattered glass is brought together.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you burn the glass to such an extent and you lay it down
left to
in
mend.
Such a way
right.
that it's like... It's like the old new glass again.
Indeed.
Yeah.
We'll take a short break and extract some points out of it. We'll be back in a while.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and Brother Liaquat Abbas is helping us with this, outbursts of anger from children who tell their parents, "You're the worst mommy on the earth. You're the worst dad on the earth. You're the worst parents I have ever seen." My friend has parents, they are better than you. And these outbursts really, really break down the heart of the parents.
You know what? Something which is more threatening than this phase or these children, I would say, are those children who can't even say this when they have it in their heart. This is more threatening. Over here, the child gets angry.
Yeah.
He tells his mom or dad or both of them that you are the worst parents.
Yeah.
Why? Because he has... one is because he's aggressive. He tells or she tells whatever comes to their mind or heart. Okay.
Yeah.
This is another story.
Yeah.
Sometimes because of the friendliness, because the child is too free with the parents that he can share his feeling.
Yeah.
Okay. This is not the way it should be told.
Yeah.
But he's free to tell. Okay.
Yeah.
This is still fine. The more threatening one are those children who can't even say this. Like, it's there in their heart. I hate my mom. I hate my father. They're the worst. But they won't say.
Why?
Because of the fear.
Yeah.
If I say, something bad will happen to me.
Yeah.
Okay? So the mother and father will never ever know that the child is really scared from inside.
Yeah.
Is being like shattered from inside.
Yeah.
But the child behaves completely normal with them. In fact,
so you're trying to say that this is more threatening?
It's more threatening.
Okay.
Why? Because the parents don't know what is there in
what's going on
in
the mind of a child.
So that, this can bring
a
lot of issues.
This may turn out into a big outburst sometimes.
When the child becomes independent after the time period of teenagehood and the child feels that now I'm independent, then the outburst can happen, and the volcanic eruption and everything.
And it will be very hard for you to deal with this.
Of course.
So what we extract as parents from here is that try to make your home a safe haven for the children. Do not let them feel like, for example, the place where they should be feeling refuge, where they should be feeling a safe haven.
Mm-hmm.
You should not make a hell. And they should not be afraid of you. You should be the one they should be running towards.
Of course.
You should not be the one they should be running away from.
Of course, indeed.
So this, because unconsciously is going to create something in their minds where they are going to feel afraid even to share their feelings,
and
whether good or bad.
The child and the upbringing also affects a lot. Like whatever they say, because there's this thing in the mind that, okay, because you're the worst mom or dad, I'm not going to listen to you.
Yeah.
Even if the parent says something which is good for the child.
Child.
The child will disobey.
Yeah.
Somewhere or the other.
Yeah.
You see, why? Because this concept is hidden or I would say is imprinted in the child's heart or mind, mm-hmm. which is going to go against all the teachings of the parents.
Yeah.
Which is very, this is the reason why I told you, this is more threatening
yeah.
than that child. Okay, about that child who speaks in this manner,
yeah.
there are a lot of solutions.
Yeah.
Example, in the first place, the mother or father.
So at least you know how your child is behaving,
exactly.
what they're going through. Mm-hmm. So you said there's something that's more threatening. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think knowing the underlying causes, knowing hidden things is very important for the parents. We'll take a short break here and come back in a while.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, encourage your sons in their childhood to learn etiquette so that in their grown-up age they can be the joy of your eyes.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the last part of today's episode, and we are discussing the problem wherein the children outburst on parents like you are the worst parents on the earth. And you said, well, these statements or this anger can be dealt with. What is more threatening is that if your children are running away from you, they are afraid of you and they feel like this, but they are not able to tell you.
Okay.
So if your children are able to tell you, express mm-hmm. their feelings, then
sometimes
a good sign,
mm-hmm. indeed,
which you can you know, help with different techniques.
Of course. Sometimes many a times as well, children don't know how to express their feelings, okay? Instead of telling, I'm upset with you, they would say, you are the most, you are the most horrible person I've ever met, okay?
Yeah.
So the wording is wrong.
Yeah.
It's not that
they really mean
what yeah. they are saying. Okay,
yeah.
It's like you have seen kids
yeah.
when they say...
it's their mood that's horrible at the moment.
Exactly, yeah, of course. Even wordings, they don't use wordings in the proper way. That's the
yeah.
reason they are called immature in nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are not speaking like a matured human being, isn't it? So example, you have seen this in small kids, especially like yours. For food, they won't say food. I want num num or something like that.
Yeah.
I want to go nini.
Yeah.
Nini means for them it's sleep. Example.
Yeah.
Num num means food. Okay.
Yeah.
Like
they have different
the wordings. Exactly.
Yeah.
So this should be understood even in kids, even in teens as well.
Yeah.
Many a times this is also seen. Like they use words or sentences in order to describe another behavior or
yeah.
another feeling of what they have in their heart. So
even if your spouse is using something like that, just don't take it on heart.
Uh-huh.
As Imam Ali Alayhi Salam says that even when you hear and see something, give 70 positive assumptions to yourself. So in the first place, I think parents should be giving positive assumptions.
Definitely,
to
it's very difficult. It's very difficult
it
over
is.
Here.
It is.
In the first place itself, the discussion or the anger is so hot from the child that the father or the mother, the parents can get heated in the argument.
And they can say, you're also the worst child
ever. They might even hit, which is very bad. It has a lot of impact on the child's heart until the end of the life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my parents are someone who used to beat me, who used to bash me up like no other
right.
day. So this will sit in the minds, in the child's mind forever.
Right. You as elders can, just cope up with a lot of things. You can assume a lot of things. You can use strategies, but they cannot.
So for you as a parent, example, the parents should at that moment should lower their voice. This is very difficult, but it has a lot of ajr, trust me. It has a lot of rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if this is done. They have to lower the voice. They have to become calm. They have to explain them their mood. Okay, I see you're angry. I see you're upset with me. It's okay. We can sit and speak.
Mm-hmm.
You will see, like the parents will see over there, the anger of the child reducing
yeah.
to a mind-blowing limit,
level,
I would say.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It would reduce like no other day.
Yeah.
Because the parent is normal and calm,
yeah.
the child will also become normal
Get
and calm.
So
this is very important
cool,
in
yeah.
this atmosphere of
yeah.
heated discussion or argument.
I have seen a lot of parents skipping this kind of discussion. And when you ask them, why didn't you react or why didn't you say anything? And And they were like, because we respect ourselves and we want to maintain that respect, because mm-hmm. If we would have stayed long, they might have disrespected more. Mm-hmm. So just to maintain that respect okay. and, mm-hmm. you know, that gap. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. That was all the time we had for today's episode. Thank you for being here. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening. You were listening to Ion IB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.